Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We know that art can be used to heal or even transform. That's the theme of an exhibit at the Federal Courthouse in Boston. The artists are children who've been involved with the State Department of Youth Services. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited a reception for the exhibit and has this report.
17-year-old Ricky Brown was among the young artists at the reception, proudly describing his work. He helped paint a mural that covers the entire wall of a DYS district office in Springfield. He says it sends a message about kids in the juvenile justice system.
It brightens up the whole building, and basically it makes sure that we're not only there for to get locked up and stuff like that. It's there to let them know that we do work together and we do something positive.
The experience has been so positive for Brown that even though his commitment at DYS is ending, he's asking to come back and paint another mural.
Keeps me out of trouble. It brightens up my mind, and it just brightens up the world.
The group is now beginning work on its third mural in Springfield. Carla Wojcik, one of the adult artists who helped supervise, says these projects are about much more than painting.
It's definitely about the relationships. And we do a lot of work to build, in this group in particular, because it's all young men, to build a sense of positive masculinity. We actually do trainings to create a safe space and to talk about what are the things that the world says about us and what are the things that we want to say about us.
In fact, one of the murals poses the question, what makes a man? 18-year-old Chris Hernandez, who was involved with DYS for 4 years, says participating in the project helped him answer that question for himself.
My definition of a man is successful, strives for whatever they dream of. I mean, there's a lot of things. I have a big definition. It could just keep going forever. Somebody I dream to be. So I've just got to strive to be that person.
That self-reflection is exactly the point of using the arts with DYS-involved youth, says Acting DYS Commissioner Ed Dolan. He hopes that exhibits like this will help show that his agency is not so much about punishing kids, but about helping them learn how to become productive adults, often after not-so-happy childhoods.
45% of our kids come to us, special education background. You know, they've gone through significant amounts of trauma in their lives. So they're not always capable of verbalizing that. And the arts allows them to express themselves differently and to see the world in a different way.
The predominant theme of the 24 or so artworks on display at the federal courthouse is change. There are larger than life-size etchings on wood, paintings, Van Gogh imitation drawings, a quilt, and photos of some of the murals and performance art. Ricky Brown says the artwork helped him, as he's just about to turn 18, figure out what he wants to do as an adult.
To be a mural artist, that's what I see. I want to be like a real big painter that everybody knows. And basically that just worldwide, everybody knows about my paintings.
And for a teen who spent the last 2 years committed to DYS, that is a big change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
The Arts and Juvenile Justice exhibit is on display at the Harbor Park entrance to the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston until March 30th.